Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Also, it's like this, too. It's like, okay, like, can we not? We have to talk about the elephant in the room. And it's like, you know you who you coming after. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
What he was, what he is great. Needs no even talking about it. But one thing about it, though, you, Coach McDaniels, are you able to call some stuff that you ain't never been able to call now? All right. You know, and I thought, hey, you're getting a dog.
That's Cam Newton. That was him in a video prior to the start of the season. We're through 2 weeks of the season now. Who would you rather have as your quarterback through 2 weeks? Right now, if you are Bill Belichick and you've been offered a trade, Brady for Cam straight up. And Brady, by the way, we're going to play this game. We're going to play fantasy football for a moment. Brady is motivated and in a great mood and is not miserable Tom Brady of a year ago, but is happy, motivated, hardworking Tom Brady. He's always been hardworking, but motivated and happy to help young receivers Tom Brady of 15 years ago. Because I think if you're getting the same Brady that was here a year ago, it's not even really a debate. It's not even a question. Who do you want? You want Cam or you want Brady? My answer is Cam Newton.
Cam.
I wouldn't trade Cam for Tom Brady straight up
right
now.
With this team, it's Cam.
Wouldn't do it.
With this team as it's structured, it's Cam.
Absolutely. Those are all the factors that count.
You need Cam. You need Cam in a running game.
The Patriots would not have been as close as they were on Sunday night to winning the game.
Could you imagine games go one-dimensional where you have no running game and you got to throw with that crew? You don't have Amendola. You don't have, you know, come on. No Gronk. No. No. It's Cam.
The Patriots' offense is better with Cam Newton than they would be with Tom Brady right now.
This offense,
even a good mood Brady, no issues with coaches Brady, they're still a better team with Cam Newton. And if you offered the trade right now, it wouldn't make any sense. Would not make any sense for the Patriots to bring back Tom Brady over Cam Newton. The Patriots improved their quarterback situation in the offseason. Not going to tell you I saw it coming, but they did. They're a better team right now than they were week seven. Better offense. Let me limit it to the offense.
Yeah.
They're a better offense now than they were week 17 or in the playoffs in the divisional round against Tennessee.
Yep.
They're a better offense now than they were then with Tom Brady.
See, what you're getting now are the questions about, you know, Cam, are you worried about contract extension? You're worried about getting a bump. Should the team give him a bump because of the impact and what he means to the offense? Like, can that become a distraction here? And I don't think it will. I think Cam's buried that. Yeah, he's made a lot of money in this league. He's going to get his money. See, I think he knows. I'll get my money regardless. And whether I'm here or not, or whether they give me a bump, I just got to keep playing. I got to prove that I can play. And I think he's using this platform. And he's okay with it. He's
so far,
that.
So good.
See, if you come in here and you don't accept that, though, I'm going to show them. And then they better give me something by week four. If he thinks like that, then you got a problem. But I don't think he's thinking like that based on answers and stuff. I just, you know. Feels like it's his team.
You want to give him a pay raise?
I don't. Not right now. No.
If the Patriots discuss money with Cam in season this year, it cannot be about an extension. It has to be about a pay raise.
Right. It's like the Gilmore one. Like, hey, we're
this wasn't even a raise. They just shifted money from next year to this year.
5 weeks, we weren't sure. The way it's trending, it looks pretty sure. We're going to give a $5 million bump this year. Yeah. Here you go.
At the bye.
At the gesture. Yeah.
The bye week.
Ask me this question in 5 weeks. Bye week's week five. You know? You have those 2 weeks to talk about this.
Yes. And discuss it then. 617-779-0985. We get Patriots in the mix. We get the Celtics in the mix. What else have we done today, Zoe?
Pumpkins.
Halloween.
Masks.
UMass football. BC football.
Now, this mask is pretty good here.
Kinds of things.
Like, you could coach like this. I think I could coach like this. But then you want to see people see your face. That's the thing. Take it down. Take it off. Put it back on. No.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It's already doing it there.
So likes that mask.
Hardy's already Googling Fine. Vegas hotels.
I might need more than five.
Hardy came in and adjusted the thermostat.
Did you see the new stadium last night?
It's too cold in there.
See that new stadium last night?
I couldn't really see much of it. I mean,
looks nice. That window looking.
Oh, man. At the strip.
It's pretty impressive.
I didn't want to see that part.
That's a tease because if your team's not good and you're sitting at the game and I'm looking.
You're like, I want to go over there.
I want to go ride a roller coaster.
So obviously, when I lived there, it wasn't like an issue, but I've been back and like. My excuse for going back on a couple of trips that, I'm going to go to this concert. You know, it's at this venue that
Yeah, sure.
I've walked out of them because, like, what am I doing?
Right.
You know, I just flew 5.5 hours to get here, and now I'm sitting at a concert, you know, for a band that's going to be in Boston in 2 months anyway. I know it was my excuse for coming out, but I want to be out there. I'm going to walk out the doors of this venue and be on the casino floor, which is where I want to be in the first place. It's going to be a problem.
I rode that roller coaster.
If you go out there to see your team, and now we're gonna
get in. Like, it's our last night here, you know, or we're on the red eye tonight,
right?
Now,
right.
Get in a few more hours over there. What do you
say,
boys?
Seriously, it's like, you know, you're staring at that, and your team's down 21-0. You know, midway through the second, let's go.
I'd cover the window. Cover the windows. It's like that dog at home.
Doesn't even matter. There's no windows at the concert, but Hardy knows. It's like a sixth sense, a Vegas sense.
Yep. It sucks you in. But it's like my dog at home. He'll sit there and he'll look out that window and he'll stare at the road. And he'll see those dogs come by. He'll go nuts. But you cover the window, he can't see those dogs.
We'll get some more in that game coming up. Let's see if David is in Worcester, if he's back. David, you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hi. Quick point. I feel absolutely terrible for N'Keal Harry. This guy is a supremely talented receiver. And his offensive coordinator hasn't a clue how to use him.
How would you use him? If you were the coordinator. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I would literally not throw him a pass under 10 yards. This guy is 40 pounds heavier and 3 inches taller than any cornerback he's going to face all season. Isolate him on the side of formation, get him a go ball one-on-one of a corner, get him a backshoulder fade in the end zone. Stop throwing him screen passes. Let him jump over people and use his God-given ability. He's not a yak guy. Throw him deep balls. Let him jump like Dez Bryant his prime.
Deep balls? You got to beat somebody on a deep ball.
You don't know. You just have to out-jump them. He can jump over anyone. Watch Dez Bryant, his prime, Tony Romo. Just jump. Put it up there. Let him jump. It's the best we got right now. It will work.
Run out to a spot, stop, and just stand there and wait for the ball.
You know who's the best you have right now?
That guy, playing jackpot.
That guy wears 11. He's the best you have right now. He's the guy that got 179 yards. He's the guy that went vertical the other day and dove and almost broke his shoulder because of it.
So there's a lot being talked about the Metcalf touchdown. Where Gilmore's right on him.
Yeah, he ran by him.
Okay, he still ran by him.
He ran through coverage,
to have the defender behind him. Yeah. I don't understand why people don't get this. Yeah. Like, yeah, it was good coverage, but it wasn't. He still got beat.
Yeah.
You look at it and say, sometimes you get beat. So the other guy collects a paycheck too, you know. You know, he's in the NFL too. And sometimes it happens.
Kill Harry more
and
of
the
an
defender
explosive
is
guy.
Reacting. I mean, that's just the way the job goes. But. If you're going to run those routes and you're going to throw the ball down the field like that, the guy who you want to throw to still has to get the defender behind him.
Yeah.
This isn't a jump ball like basketball.
I'd do it against cover zero, though. If you get vacated middle and you're able to run like Edelman on a dig in cut from backside, I'd take my chance on N'Keal on a deep post. Throw it up to him once, see what happens. And if he can't react to the ball and go up and get it, it's his point. It's the last time he'll throw that.
We've also seen no opportunity for him to show that off. Like, I don't even know if he's capable of, you know, how good he is at tracking a ball once he's down the field. No idea.
You know what scares me is the accurate inside passes where you stick it right on the numbers and he catches it off the body You're better off putting it up where he's got to grab it with his mitts.
We saw some of it in his highlights from Arizona State. We've seen that, but you know, I don't put a ton of stock in that. You got to do it in the big boys, NFL caliber players. 617-779-0985. More on that Saints Raiders game last night. Vegas with a win. Gruden 2-0. And more of your calls.
Football guy. Yeah.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's
lips.
Mike. Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kamara brought down at 28. The Raiders are victorious in their first ever game at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Welcome to your new home, Coach. What a great performance.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
What'd you think of the Monday Night Crew? Of Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and Bucky Brooks.
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't notice it too bad. If that helps.
I love Bucky Brooks as an analyst. Like when
it's not Bucky Brooks.
It's Bucky Brooks.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
It was,
It's Brian Greasy.
No, it's, Riddick. Louis Riddick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Louis Riddick. Yeah, it's not Bucky. Lou says same delivery as Bucky. Turn up.
I thought the crew was fine, and I didn't even realize that was Greasy.
Yeah, it's just they're very, very monotone. Like Levy's got such a college football feel to me.
I'm like, honey, I wasn't really paying attention.
I'm so used to those two guys doing college football.
Maybe they're like wallpaper. Like,
they're wallpaper.
You just don't really notice it.
They're wallpaper. It's like Kurt Warner.
I didn't think it was bad at any point.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. It's better than Booger and Tessitore. Tessitore is too way over the top. You know, forced commentary here. Levy's smooth.
I enjoy Steve Levy.
I love Levy.
I do.
I'm good buddies with Levy.
Good buddies.
Scott Zolak. Sup, Zo.
What's up? That's my man.
I think he's good in all of his roles.
It's not, and I think there's a little more juice from the other two.
Like, you need a little more juice?
Levy's the play-by-play guy.
You're looking for a little more juice.
Steady Eddie, yeah.
Did you apply for the job?
Come on.
What? No. Brian Greasy can get the job. Why can't you?
Because it's... I'd have to be like that. That's not me.
You have to be a tool bag?
No, he's not a tool bag.
Like, very dry?
Wallpaper. Look at me. Like, when I walk in a room and say, oh, there's wallpaper. No, it's like, I want to hang out with that guy.
I think they could use a little bit of that.
They could use a little bit of that. Booger, they thought, was going to give a little bit of that, but it was a little too much of the obvious. And when they say it's 3rd and 14, that's a long 3rd and 4. That's a long 3rd down. Yeah, we know that. They're hurting for analysts right now.
I thought, are they? Everyone's hurting?
I mean, Dan Fouts is out.
Put your name in there, dude.
After Romo, who's the next guy after Romo? Come on. Aikman and Romo, other than those two.
Collinsworth.
It's your Slaris.
Shoot the arrow, dude. Let's go. Get in there.
You want me out of here.
No, that's not what I said. Yep. You know what kind of money's in that?
Cool.
Throw your name in the ring. Let's go. Throw it in.
Next year. Yeah.
Maybe next year he'll apply for the high-profile analyst gig.
He's really stepped into a huge role this season for the minute win.
Yards per reception is what you meant there.
Minute win.
But how about the Saints losing? That to me is a story. Not that the Raiders are 2-0, but that the Saints lost to the Raiders.
Breeze doesn't look good.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know.
Think it's catching up with him?
Well, you don't. You didn't have Michael Thomas. So you take Michael Thomas out. Now all of a sudden, Manny Sanders has to be the number one there. So now you're forced into a different role than what you used to. Kamara's still tough to defend. But, like, stupid turnovers. Their defense, and they give up a lot. I thought that first quarter of the game, I'm laughing at the Raiders. I'm like, this defense is atrocious. Then he figured some stuff out, settled down.
Did you hear Breeze after the game?
No.
He was asked about decline, you know, the narrative that you might be getting old. You might be just breaking down. You might not be as good of a quarterback. He said, my job is to execute the offense. My job's not to have the most air yards or throw the ball down the field most or anything like that. I think I've always evaluated myself on being a great decision maker. And so at the end of the day, I'll throw the ball to the open guy, move the ball down the field, score points, help us win football games. So that's my job. My job's to help us win. My job's to help put everybody in the best position to succeed. What do you make of that comment? I pride myself on just the decision-making. Well, decisions are important, but you also got to deliver the ball.
Yeah. The ball's off. I mean, balls are behind. I go back to last week, the game against Tom. They were good. They were great. Is it just early? It's just, you know, these guys are just, they takes them a while to get going.
Maybe his teammates don't like him anymore.
Oh, why? Stop it. Give me a break.
I wasn't even thinking that, but of course he is. Was thinking about that. Of course he was.
I didn't even think that.
I think they're past that. I tell you what, Breeze looked weird in the pregame, man. He was antsy. He was like jumping around.
Sweaty, wide-eyed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch.
Panic in him.
There was something weird going on. It's like he's all hopped up on
Riddick and,
Riddick
and Greasy said he looked less comfortable and has not been surgical this season.
He hasn't. Are they missing a piece for him? Like, they got the tight end. Michael Thomas didn't play last night. So you got the back. You got Michael Thomas. They went and got Manny Sanders. They got some pieces. It's not humming yet. Maybe they're not all humming together.
So now that this is what I love doing, the Saints lost in week two to the Raiders.
So now,
who I don't look at as any sort of great team.
Right.
But they lost in week two. They had the win, a convincing win over the Buccaneers, it seemed, in week one. And I don't think the Buccaneers did a great job of putting the Carolina Panthers away this week. So how good are the Buccaneers at the end of the day?
I don't know. But with that Raiders win, it's going to push me to say something about Sunday's game here.
Who's the better offense right now, the Saints or the Seahawks?
Seahawks.
Well, Patriots took them down to the wire.
Yeah. It's a must-win game for the Patriots on Sunday. Do you know how many 2-0 teams are in the AFC? Because now you're starting to stack up games against, you know, the AFC. These next 2 weeks, man, it's Raiders, Chiefs.
I look at it as sort of a must-win, not just because of the Raiders being 2-0.
But, I mean, if you're going to keep pace, you know, you got Buffalo.
You want to come out of the month of September or the first 4 weeks.
Feeling good.
At 2-2.
Yeah.
You got to be 2-2 after four.
Must win.
And they've got Kansas City in the fourth game.
Yep.
A must win for the Patriots.
Kansas City looks like dog crap. Nobody's blowing doors right now. Because the Seattle defense gave up a ton in 2 weeks. So that's not like that's a great team. Who's a great team right now? I mean, Chiefs have come back twice.
Who's a great team in the NFL?
Ooh,
that's a great question, Zoe.
Kansas City and Baltimore.
Where was that in the pre-show meeting today?
Kansas City and Baltimore. Like, look at the West. San Francisco has seven guys.
Who's the best team in the league right now?
The West is wide-ass open. Arizona looks good.
Buffalo.
Oh, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know what? Pittsburgh might be.
Pittsburgh's look good.
Pittsburgh, with their skill set, the quarterback, and that defense, tenured coach, Pittsburgh might be the best team.
Who they have?
Cardinals.
This morning's don't power laugh. Rankings have the Kansas City Chiefs number one.
I don't buy into that.
It's Mahomes.
The Ravens number two.
Yeah,
who they play?
The Seahawks number three. I've seen next to no Ravens.
I haven't seen any Ravens. I was going to say the Ravens.
They're living off last year.
I haven't seen a snap. Yet. They beat the Texans
Monday night.
They beat the Texans 33-16, and they beat the Browns 38-6.
Oh. Maybe they are pretty good.
They got the Chiefs. Monday night.
Ooh. We'll find out about that Monday.
Ooh, like that.
Yeah.
Seahawks are third. The Packers are fourth. Saints are fifth. And they've got Buffalo all the way down at number six.
Quarterback.
I feel like Buffalo might be
Get some more Buffalo calls today.
Yeah, but power rankings are not based on like who your quarterback is. It's what have you done through the 2 weeks. Isn't that sort of how that goes? And the quarterbacks has played, you know, he's played well.
The NFL.
Played extremely
the
well
NFL
on
is
Sunday.
Is a now league.
I thought he
right
was
now.
Not as good on in week one.
We can't look at next week. We can't look at 6 weeks. The NFL is all about, like, what have you done lately? What are you right now?
Right.
Two games.
Josh Allen played well this week.
Yeah.
So
you suck, Zoe.
That shouldn't be held against them.
Yeah.
Their suckbag quarterback should not be held against them right now. He should be actually helping them in this regard.
You can't hold a suckback quarterback and the fact you live in a suckback town.
How do you put the Saints ahead of the Bills right now? I'd be more afraid to play the Bills than the Saints.
I would too. I would too.
Buffalo, you got a gripe today.
You do.
With the power rankings.
We're Team Buffalo today. I think it's Pittsburgh and Buffalo in the AFC right now. I know the Ravens are there. I haven't seen them all.
And they've got Pittsburgh. Where's Pittsburgh on this list? They've got Pittsburgh at 11 behind the Patriots at number 10.
That's wrong.
Are the Patriots a top 10 team in the league?
According to that one.
They've got the Patriots ahead of the Raiders. I like that because I think it's appropriate.
See, that's the power of Seattle. The way you played against Seattle elevates you. Yeah. Narrative.
It does.
What's the narrative this week? Yeah. Good game.
Absolutely good game. Does. Okay. I promise we will go right back to your calls.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right.
Coming up after headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Sports Hub. This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985 One open phone line if you want to grab it. Go for it. Also, go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you download our app.
Yeah, that song sounds like almost that video you sent out of that 21st of September, the re-one.
I don't think it sounds similar, Hardy.
Don't you, Hardy?
That sounds similar. I don't think that sounds similar.
I laughed all night.
I don't think that sounds similar.
We were busy yesterday, though.
We were. Last night was the 21st night of September.
Yep.
Do you remember?
Do you remember? Hey. What was that, man? That was like freaky, man.
What was what?
The video that you introduced
us to. It's not a band.
It's a shred.
It's I couldn't stop watching the dude, man.
How did we find that? Well, how did we not play it yesterday?
We were busy yesterday.
We were packed with calls. We're excited.
Things going on. It doesn't work without the visual.
It's a real thing.
Enough. To the calls, 617-779-0985. Aldo and Ludlow. Stop. Hey, Aldo.
Hey, guys. Hey, Zoe, you sell yourself short. I think you'd be great on a national audience.
Yeah, I know.
But, maybe this is going to sound like a PSA, but why are they doing this to those coaches yesterday about the mask? Aren't they tested like
every day?
A week?
Okay. Every day.
They were all outside, right?
Yeah. So
it's for show. It's not a logical.
It's restrictions
rule.
Too. Like the stadium is extremely strict. Like Gillette is very strict. Like you see all the tier one, tier two, tier three.
You guys remember when we had H1N1 hit this country?
No, I don't remember that. I was under a rock.
What does that have to do with
our food? You know what I mean? Yeah, it was in our food, the chickens. Remember the H1N1?
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with NFL coaches on a sideline wearing a mask or not, but yeah, it's not a rule that is based in logic or real prevention. It's more about show. And by the way, there might be some value in that. I don't know. Like just promoting the environment. When you're in the stadiums, we got to be wearing masks. We're requiring Scott Zolak to wear his mask when he's up on the concourse. And if we want to get fans back in, we're going to require them to wear masks.
I think it's their plea that when they go back and we prove, and Tom, what did you just say? Week one, zero positive COVID tests in the National Football League through a week. So they're able to travel and get through travel and get on planes, stay in hotels, get back, stay with their families, be smart, live your life the way you think you should cleanly, and be professional about it. And then maybe they'll start to allow fans back. What I don't understand, and I'm with the callers on this too, and I'm with you, I think. Between the 30s. Between the 30s, why can't the coaches have their mask off when they're out there coaching a football game with their team that have no masks on?
That seems like a space where it should be allowed.
Okay, you leave the field, mask up.
But I think it's part of their PR to get their stadiums open in places where they're not open.
It's the look.
I think it's part of it.
The league is going for the mask look.
So do I understand why the masks are being pulled down? Of course I do. You're a football coach. You're talking to your players. You're yelling to your players. And listen, it's hard to change a habit. So I get it. But the fines, I think the fines are steep. Holy crap.
Well, it's like that won't well happen again. Rights, it's not going to happen. They warned them. You fine people $5,000, it's going to happen again.
They warned them.
Like $5,000.
They gave them plenty of warning. Emmett is in Quincy.
Hey, I'm back. Emmett.
Hey, Zoe.
Yeah.
What phase of the game did you feel good about all three phases of the game Sunday?
The kicking game is not good.
I don't think the defense was all that great either.
Gotcha. Okay. So how come in New England it feels like people are saying that this was a good loss when we essentially started the game off with a 7-0 lead and then blew it and let up 35 points?
Well, it's related to expectations.
Yeah.
Simple. Very simple.
I pick games here. It's the first time I picked against the team in a while. Thought they were going to lose that game. And they had the ball in their hands with 1 second left to win it. They didn't.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because they competed their ass off despite their mistakes and execution.
They showed you something. They didn't collapse. They were down two scores in a fourth.
They were able to get back in the game by throwing the football. That's a huge development.
I don't think they could throw it at all. After that first week, you're thinking they're never going to throw this year. Ever. Did you come away from week one against the Dolphins thinking, boy, this pass offense is going to be really good?
No.
Jesus Christmas. They had to put the damn second-year rookie in motion to get him the ball in a flat. He fumbled the ball through the end zone.
We came out of it.
What did you feel good about that game last week?
Like, they're doing what they need to do to win.
Through the air last week.
They'll do everything necessary, but that has a short shelf life. Turns out, week two, well, they knew they had to throw the ball to get back in that game, and they did it, and they did it successfully, and they were able to throw themselves down to the 1 yard line and give themselves a chance to win it. That's why. Were all three phases great? Nope, they were not.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could look at that and say, oh, this was a bad loss. Like, what world are you living in? You're very detached from reality if you think that's a bad loss. Pearl is in New Hampshire. Pearl.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Pearl?
You know, I'm looking at people saying about Harry, and a couple of calls ago, he had some good ideas about that, because Harry, the type of receiver that Harry is, he shouldn't be getting jet sweeps and screens and stuff like that. You don't have to be a burner in order to be an effective receiver, a big outside receiver. If you look at receivers like Michael Irvin, you know, when he had Calvin Benjamin, those guys were body placements. I usually don't tell y'all about my past.
Oh,
but I played under Tom Coughlin. Or no, y'all was talking about BC, and his thing was if your receiver is even, he's leaving. So all you do is got to be even, throw back shoulder passes or throw them up, and that's the type of thing that Harry has, you know. That's the type of thing that made him successful at Arizona State. You guys just have to do quick slants where you can do body placement, and his catch radius should be a lot better than these small DBs on him.
His catch radius on that last catch was great, you know, because Cam put it up high and outside there, He went up and got it and secured the ball, put the ball at the one. Gave him a chance there.
I don't think we disagree with anything he just said.
I don't have a problem. I want to see more red zone back-shoulder throws. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
But you want to take a bunch of deep shots down the field with Harry? Because that's what the previous caller
was advocating for. There aren't many teams in this league that have high percentage on the deep ball. I know Kansas City does. I know Seattle does because of the quarterback and the way they run the routes. This team is not a deep-throwing team. They haven't been. They don't have the skill set.
Well, they might be now, and you just don't know it yet.
Well, maybe. Maybe we should do more. Maybe Pearl's right. Throw it up downfield. Let's go.
Damier Bird, baby. Guy can run. We're going to get that at some point. We're going to get one of those 65-yard Damier Bird touchdowns. Mm. I can feel it, so.
Mm.
May not happen until week 10, but we're going to get one.
Yeah. Flea flicker.
That guy can run.
When's flea flicker coming? Come on.
Ooh.
Brady ran one this weekend. See that? Threw it without the strings. How'd it work out? I mean, he completed it downfield, but... The guy was coming so fast that he had didn't grip the strings and threw a sort of a lame duck down there. But they completed. It was that wide open.
There was a full endorsement of Nick Folk yesterday as the Patriots kicker. We're just going to get to that coming up next.
Yes.
The Patriots kicking situation. Your calls on Patriots, Celtics, anything from the day. We've got a lot of stuff that's been going on today. Even Zoe in his pumpkins or his Halloween costume. Still a thing.
If you got an idea for a Halloween costume, let me know.
Yeah, so I was looking for good ideas today. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Coach. Last week, Nick Folk was promoted to the 53-man roster, and I was just wondering how you would assess the team's current situation at kicker.
Nick's our kicker.
What do you think? Was that a full endorsement of Nick Folk?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He didn't miss. I went back and looked at that kick you missed. He didn't miss it by much. You know, that's 51, and Steve's missed a decent share of those. I don't think Bill's going to sweat over that one. Like, he kicks it and hits somebody in the back of the head, like the snapper. Yeah, you got an issue. I think he had a chance. And I think
because at 51, if you push it just a little bit, by the time it gets to the goalpost.
It was heading in, and then at the end it tailed out. You know, I thought he had it. And he had it by at least 8 yards from 51, so that's good. You know.
So you mentioned that yesterday. When they see the leg, they say, okay, his leg, his strength is not missing.
Yeah.
And accuracy he can work on.
You got to hit the extra points. You got to hit those. That's big.
I heard Bill Belichick say this yesterday. And I know it was just Nick's our kicker.
Nick's our kicker.
Well, Nick's our kicker.
Yeah. Like, why even ask that question?
But I think he actually feels that way.
Yeah.
Nick Folk is the Patriots kicker for 2020.
Right.
I think Rohrwasser's chance of getting onto the roster would right now require him to impress them in practice when he has the opportunity to kick in practice. And Nick Folk would have to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's how it would happen. I'm not even sure they would go to Rohrwasser next right now. Who knows, right?
They might
still go pick up a guy off the street if Nick Folk were to be hurt.
Sure.
Hardy, Nick Folk is the kicker. Okay?
I'm just looking at his contract right now because it was a pretty definitive statement from a guy who had him, got rid of him, brought him back.
Well, that's because of roster stuff at the start of the year. That's not unusual.
Okay. He is our kicker. I am so committed to him right now.
Yep.
He's got a base salary of around $900,000. He's got a cap hit of $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Nick's our kicker.
I mean, I think it's because there's not a whole lot else going on there. He's our kicker. What do you want me to put Rohrwasser in there?
That's not guaranteed.
Turns out
either.
That kid can't kick.
That's not guaranteed either. because they had him on the practice squad throughout week one. So then he got elevated at the end. You need to be on the roster day one of week one. And your roster's guaranteed, your contract's guaranteed as a veteran, vested veteran. Pretty creative.
I don't know. It just seems like a little too definitive of an answer for a guy that they have been anything but.
Maybe they're just pissed at Roehrhauser.
Wishy-washy on. It's just like, whatever. You know, he's kind of came in. Gostowski got hurt. We brought in a guy. Got rid of him. Brought in another. Oh, Nick Folk. Okay. Not really. He's not really a kicker. Oh, he's our kicker. Yeah, now he is?
Yeah.
Since when? Since when is Nick Folk your kicker?
Since camp when they brought him in.
Okay.
Just don't talk about it.
All the other stuff is just roster manipulation and numbers at the start of the year. He was on the roster week one, Zo.
He was on practice squad. The both of them were.
But then he played week one. So doesn't
week one. He got activated on Saturday.
So that means you're still guaranteed, though, are you not?
No, I think you have to be on the final roster, active roster, day one.
Oh, so it's not about whether or not you play
Tuesday,
that
Monday,
week.
Tuesday, right, after final cuts are in.
Well, then wait. Why is it that over the years they bring players back after that first game is played?
You do that.
No, I know, but isn't that typically the point they wait until? I thought it was, we'll sign you back after week one.
Yeah, that was like, you didn't really want to put a guy like
Ben Watson. I'm going to have to check the CBA on that one.
You don't want to put a guy like Ben Watson on practice squad.
Yeah. But there's also unique practice squad rules this year. That didn't exist in other years.
You got the extra two.
Nick Folk is the 20th highest paid kicker in terms of average per year right now. Mm. Not like he's dead last in the league. He's 20th.
Yeah. Average per year for this year.
Yes. So average, the way you saw, let me describe that. Justin Tucker is the highest paid kicker in the league. He's got a 4-year deal for $20 million. So he makes an average of 5 a year is how you can rank them. So if you take the average, I'm going to say cost, average contract.
Nick Folk is making $988,000.
I thought it was $1,050,000.
Looking at his base salary right here.
Okay. Well, based on over the cap, they've got him at 20th. Base salary at $1,050,000.
And I'm not saying that, you know, money automatically guarantees confidence or feeling about a player, but just in terms of the roster moves and the practice squad here, that, I mean, does he feel permanent to you? Do you feel the same way about, hey, who is the kicker for the New England Patriots in 2020, Beetle? Who is it?
Nick Folk.
Do you feel that way?
I do now.
because, Nick's our kicker.
Yeah, for now.
I'm convinced that now we know Nick's the kicker. 617-779-0985. Eric in Rhode Island on both the Patriots and Celtics. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just had a few points to say. First off, the Patriots, I don't know why anybody's getting all upset. This is a feeling season for everybody, coaching, players, especially the coach and the quarterback. So it's like, didn't like the play call at the end of the game, but, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? We have a real tough probably the next four games until Kansas City. It really opens up, but it only opens up for two games, right? Like, the schedule's, like, extremely difficult. So it doesn't really make sense to me what everybody's saying. I love Cam's energy. I think it's totally infectious. I think the team can feed off of it. And as a coach, if you're Bill Belichick, you look at all your opt-outs you had on defense this year. Yeah, you're not liking it. But I think that all the young bloods that you got coming in right now, I think it's throwing a little extra fire in Bill Belichick again. You know what I mean? Let's see what these guys can do. Let's see what can happen. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, I'm really excited about everything about the season. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like,
all right, what do you got on the Celtics?
And the Celtics, Stevens, that's my total personal opinion. I loved him at first. Totally loved him. He was great bringing in young guys.
Young guys.
Bringing in this fresh talent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at
He actually didn't bring in any of those guys. Danny Ainge did.
Well, Danny Ainge, you know what I'm saying, though. They're all
Bringing him along.
I bet he had a lot to do with Hayward.
Right.
He had a lot to do with Hayward coming here, though.
Don't get caught up in the semantics. Go on. You're on a roll.
Well, what he said about the Patriots, I think, is interesting, and that is, hey, maybe you didn't feel so great about where this team was going this year. You thought it was sort of a down year. It was a rebuild. You limited and sort of tempered your expectations. We all did it, I think, to a degree. Now you probably feel a little different. I know I do. That's why I feel so good about their loss on Sunday night. This team's going to have a season here. That's what's going to happen here in this football season. They're going to compete. They're going to compete against good teams. That's a huge positive development. Hardy has headlines. It'll be right back. We'll good. Be right back. Nice. He'll be right back. Right. There's no commercials here, so don't go anywhere. Yibbety. We'll stay here. You stay here. We'll keep doing this thing.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.